single precious person here today, every man, woman, and child. And Lord, I just pray, just like in the book of Acts chapter 2, where when some of them got filled with the Holy Ghost and they were praying in tongues, that everybody else heard you speak to them. As they prayed in tongues, they heard them worshiping God and singing his praises. And today I just pray that every single one of us would hear something straight from you. And even as the worship team's singing, or I'm talking, or we're fellowshipping, Holy Spirit, would you whisper the wonderful things of God, spirit to spirit, deep in our souls? Would you do that today? I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other.
Test.
Well, good morning, everybody. If you take a look at your bulletin, you'll see on the inside top left that the men's breakfast, that is coming up next Saturday. So if you haven't signed up yet, the paper's right out there in the foyer on the table, straight outside the door. And if you have any friends, relatives, co-workers, neighbors that you want to invite, that's a great chance to try to go fishing and throw some bait in the water and try to see if you can get them here. And it's going to be a great breakfast, so you're already more than halfway to getting them on the hook. Amen? All right. Well, also this Wednesday is the Wednesday that we meet. So Wednesday at 6:30, we'll be in the foyer over there, and we're going to continue going through spiritual worship out of Ephesians chapter 6. So that's going to be good. So I think that's it for the bulletin. Can I have the deacons come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love for each one of us every single day. Lord, we thank you that you cover us with grace and mercy all the time, and there's sometimes that we notice, but your faithfulness is to us all the time. And so today, this morning, Lord, we cheerfully give back to you from what you've already given to us. And we ask that you would multiply it, that you would bless people with it, that you would glorify your name, make yourself famous, Lord, in our life and in everything that we spend this money on. Would you please make yourself famous? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, worship team, come on up as the baskets pass you.
Good morning, everybody. When I was reading this morning in the Word, the first verse that popped up was Psalms 100, 1 and 2. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. So we're going to come before everybody with joyful song today. So would you please stand?
Spoke the word of life began. The oceans where to start and where to end. You set in motion time and space. To know you, and you called to me by name. But still you come, and you called to me by name. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break, so here I am, lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars. My deepest thoughts, the darkest night, we separate. I get so lost, forget my way. But still you love and you don't forget my name. You can hold the stars in place. You can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break. So here I am, lifting up my heart. Chorus 3. If you can calm the raging sea, you can calm a storm in me. You're never too far away. You never show up too late. So here I am, lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars.
Go to the bridge.
Your love has called my name. What do I have to fear? What do I have to fear?
Sing that again.
Your love has called my name. What do I have to fear? What do I have to fear?
Chorus 2.
If you can hold the stars in place, you can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break. So here I am, lifting up my heart.
Chorus 4.
If you can calm the raging sea, you can calm a storm in me. You're never too far away. You never show up too late. So here I am lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars. You're the one who holds the stars.
So we practiced like an hour before everybody got here, and there was no problems with the microphone whatsoever. We get into worship, and there's problems with the microphone. That is the devil trying to mess with us, and it's not going to happen today. So we can sing louder. If we don't have any mics, we're still going to worship. So
who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? And is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Sing that again.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Back to the beginning.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? And is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
One more time.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
God Almighty.
God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
Sing that again.
God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
I am a friend.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
One last time.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
You guys are awesome. I could hear every single one of you during that song. That's great. Amen.
I am surrounded on every side. Can't see the light of day. But I am persuaded beyond all hope, you won't let go of me. I stake my claim on every word you say. You will not be late. I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful. darkest of weather. Though I can't see, I still believe you're good. So I'm moving forward through crashing waves. I know I'm safe with you. You hold my life. You hear my cry with every breath inside. I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story isn't over, even against all odds. You are a faithful God. That's who you are. You are a faithful God. I am convinced that your promises will hold together, and I will dwell in the hope of your love forever. I am convinced that your promises will hold together, and I will dwell in your love. I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story isn't over, even against all odds. You are a faithful God. That's who you are. You are a faithful God. Oh, you're faithful, God.
You are a faithful God. Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord God. We praise you, Father. And just like the songs we are singing, Lord, that is who we are. That is what we are. We are a people who know that you hold our heart just like you hold the stars in place. It's immeasurable. It's all powerful the way you hold on to us, and we're just so grateful. Thank you, Lord. All of us have things in our life that the devil would try to use against us to try to get us to shut down, to try to convince us we're separated from you. And it's just a flat-out stinky lie. Father, you never leave us nor forsake us. You never let go of us. You always go before us and come up behind us. You are our ever-present help whenever we're in trouble. Lord, it's such an easy thing. It's a joy-filled thing for us to lift up our hearts to you. And just once again to tell you, we love you, Lord God. Thank you for filling us with hope, for washing us clean once again today through your grace and your faith and your mercy, filling us with your love, Lord, so that today has significance, because we're not just bumping around down here trying to finish a day, but we're literally living with God Almighty inside us. And Father, it's so easy to say, and it's so hard to actually grasp with our finite brains, but we just want you to know, before we do another thing here in this building, that we love you with all that we are. Yeah. We love you, Lord God. It's all about you. It's not about us. We praise you and exalt you. Please speak to us now, Lord. Spirit to spirit, speak to us. So when we leave today, when we're at home today, later on Wednesday, Thursday, even next Saturday, Lord, that we would remember loud and clear what you spoke to us personally, spirit to spirit. Would you please do that, Holy Spirit? Speak to us and give us real power to remember the words of God to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Yeah, it was good, especially being able to hear everybody singing out here. That is really, really good. I love it. So in just a minute, I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to come up and give testimonies of fishing this week. If you remember last week, I talked about going fishing and some of that. I gave you some ideas how I do it and some of the stuff that you can do. And so in just a couple minutes, I'll just open up the mic and we can share our stories of fishing this week. Everybody loves bragging about fishing, right? Especially if you caught a fish. Holy cow. You tell the story, at first it's like an 8-inch fish. And you tell the story again and it's like 12-inch fish. And like 3 weeks later, you're telling that story and it took two friends to help you get the fish into the boat, because by then it's like 4 foot long. So we're going to start telling our fish stories today. Amen? All right. So first off, I wonder if I could get a couple of people to volunteer to pray for a couple of the families in church right now. As you may have noticed, Lois isn't here. Her aunt passed away down in North Carolina, so Lois is down there going to her aunt's funeral. So could I have someone volunteer to pray for Lois and her whole family and what they're going through? I would really appreciate it. Thank you, Denise.
God, we just lift up Lois and her entire family right now, Lord. It's a difficult time for us that are left down here when we mourn the passing of someone that we love. Just ask that you grant that family comfort and peace during this time as they celebrate her life. And they also rejoice in the fact knowing that she's up there in heaven with you, looking down and just in a healthy body, no pain, and just rejoicing. We ask for protection around Lois and her family as they travel around and when they head back to Michigan. Just keep them protected, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Denise. I need one more volunteer to pray for Mary Dockstader. Her brother passed away earlier this week, so just like to pray for her and the rest of the family there and the things that they're going through. So,
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we lift up a precious, precious woman of God to you. A woman that we love so much and are so thankful for, Lord. And Father, she has just been through so, so much, and yet she remains so faithful. She's such a testimony to us of your love and your faithfulness, Lord God, and what you can do in a person. Father, right now as she's hurting, we ask you for an extra special touch. Father, would you meet her in her quiet place and just sing songs of love over her. Lord, would you just meet her where she's at and encourage her in her walk with you, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that she draws ever closer to you all the rest of her days, Lord. And again, we thank her so much for you, and we pray for continued restoration of her family, Lord. We are thankful, Father, for all the restoration that has already come, but Lord, there's more, so we ask for you for more, and that the desires of Mary's heart, those prayers would be answered. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Tammy. And so now it's time for the fishing testimonies. Who's got a fishing story they want to share today? All right.
Pastor Mike shared last Sunday about the fishing illustration, and Monday we had a dental cleaning. So I go in, and the hygienist was talking to me and asking me about my arthritis and how do you handle that. I says, by prayer and trusting God. Well, I found out that she was a Christian, so it's pretty fun to be able to talk about Jesus and that we are living in exciting times. So I had a good time. And then on Wednesday, we had an eye appointment at Costco. So we go in, and we did talk a little bit about prayer, but she was really focused on doing the exam, and she was behind. So we left there, and we got three groceries, and we were standing in line, and it was busy. And this lady, she had a full basket, and she said, go ahead of me. So I says, oh, yes, thank you. And I says, that was very kind. I said, are you a Jesus follower? And she said, yes. And I said, so are we.
Awesome. Thank you, Cindy. Who's next? Okay, Tammy again.
I had the most amazing experience to me because I went in to speak to my boss about another problem, and I think like an hour and a half later, we had solved the world's problems. No, I'm just kidding. No, I got to share a grace with her, and she grew up under feeling like you have to perform, and I was like, well, what about grace? And that just sparked a whole like hour conversation. Did I say that was with my boss? I mean, it was like that just doesn't happen. And I mean, I had to throw it back, you know, but it's a start.
That's awesome. Good job, Tammy. You got to start somewhere. Anyone else? The only fishing story I had to kind of had to go out on a limb. It's a fishing story within a fishing story. Me and my grandson are going to go away a couple days this week and go fishing. And so, of course, I had to go buy more fishing gear because I obviously don't have enough yet, right? And so as I was getting that stuff at Dick's Sporting Goods, the guy that was checking me out had his whole arm up onto his shoulder was, I don't know how many tattoos. Maybe it was only one. Maybe it was many. I don't know. But somewhere around here, I could pick out a cross. So I thought, well, I'm going to try to drive through that thing. So I said, so how long have you had your tattoo? And it was funny because he goes, he has a look at it. So he said, I think about 4 years. I said, oh, I see the cross on there. How long have you been a Christian? He said, about as long as I can remember, my parents raised me in church. And I said, well, how long since you've known the Lord? And then there was actually a line, so then people had already been clearing their throats and stuff. And one of the guys said, oh, come on. And then so this guy had to go. The guy waiting on me said, excuse me, I got to wait on them. So I got cut off, but I tried, right? I did throw a hook in the water. And so, but guess what? I buy fishing gear pretty regular. So you know I'm going to go around that store until I find this guy with the tattoos. I'm going to go back to him and keep working him from now on. So he's definitely on the radar. You know, when you go fishing, if you've got all the electronic gear, so I'm told. I don't have this stuff yet. But if you have a boat, you can actually, like, hit your little map thing in your boat, and it will remember this spot where you're fishing. So if you catch a whole bunch of fish, you can just tap the button and it'll remember your little sweet honey hole right there. So I kind of in my mind, I tapped the button at Dick's Sporting Good upstairs, the checkout that's right by the mall. So I'll be going back there going fishing. So come on up, Denise.
So I kind of forgot about this one, but I was in the kitchen at work and somebody I work with came in and was kind of complaining about their life and they're building a house right now, and he was just really negative. So I told him to put the helmet of salvation on to protect his thoughts. And he started quoting the Bible to me about the breastplate of righteousness and all the other stuff we're learning about. And so we're in there dialoguing like for 10 minutes about this, and people would come in that we work with and they'd hear us talking and then they'd hurry up and leave. But we planted seeds with people. Some people were in there long enough. They didn't engage, but they heard what we were talking about. So it was good.
Amen. Awesome. Anyone else? All right. Well, I think it's going to be good fishing weather this week. So let's make sure we got to throw something in the line somewhere. So with that, I'll release all the children's workers, and the kids are released to Children's Church.